I think Spider-Man is going to be a popular choice.
Right.
So
I would be willing to bet one of us is going to end up with Spider-Man.
Possibly.
I said one of us.
Unless it's on your big board.
Oh, of course it's on my big board. And you know, I know it's on yours too, you fucker. You're listen, I'm not the fictional GM of the Seahawks. You're not going to be able to pull the wool over my eyes quite like Kevin Costner was.
What's up? This is Movies on Up. Ted is coming. I am Dave, joined by my co-host Ryan.
We're awaiting Ted, I guess.
Yes,
just
Ted
the two
is
of us
coming.
Right now.
The tagline for this week, Ted is coming. If you know what movie that's from, email us, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or on the Twitter @moviesonup. If you are correct and we pick you, you win the coveted Movies on Up prize package.
I feel like this week we're really just trying to give it away.
It was the first one listed. I thought, that's going to make me laugh to read it. So we did. But this is our box office bash episode. If you listen to our show regularly, we have contests. We do box office bash in the summer, starting last year, and fantasy film ball in the fall. So this is our box office bash draft. Ryan and I are going to go through and pick our five movies, basically to lay down the rules so that you can partake. Box office bash. Pick five movies. You guys can pick any five movies. You're not in a draft. Pick any five movies releasing from May 2nd to August 29th. The five movies that collectively add up the most dollars earned between May 2nd and August 31st.
Domestically.
Yes, domestically, not foreign. You will win box office bash. Last year we had a three-way tie, which was unheard of. It was
the first time in the history of box office bash we had a three-way tie.
Yes, and then I think I ran away with it pretty hardcore in our competition. But basically what we're going to do is we're just going to – our summer preview episode was earlier this week, so we talked about a lot of these movies. But
we talked about all of these movies.
We talked about all of these movies. It's fun to see how Ryan and I view things differently and how our big boards – shape out. So as determined before filming began, I have the first pick. But before we pick your five movies, mail them to us. We realize it kicks off on May 2nd, which is this Friday with Spider-Man. Have your entries into us by May 9th. We're kind of giving you a mulligan or a gimme there.
If you want the Spider-Man, you can have him.
Yeah, you can have him. If he bombs, you can not pick him. So have your entries into us by May 9th. And just we'll touch on it before we go, but hit us up at facebook.com/moviesonup. moviesonup@gmail.com is the best way, and Twitter @moviesonup. But until then, Ryan, the box office bash draft.
Starts with you.
I have the number one pick. It makes so much more sense if you were picking number one.
We can switch that if you want.
Go ahead, pick first.
All right. That does change my strategy a little bit.
Damn everything we just did and cut out to make it look more flawless. So just
that's all right.
You pick first.
We've made a trade. I gave you a special teams player, and now I have the first pick in the box office bash, and I will select a sequel from a movie that I liked a lot. I will take The Dragons, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
You know the only reason I gave you the first pick?
Because you thought I was going to take Spider-Man.
Because I had How to Train Your Dragon number one on my big board, and I didn't think you would have it number one.
Well, as it turns out, according to myself, Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, How to Train Your Dragon, number one on my big board. So I think I just fleeced you. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, now I'm angry because I was all proud of myself, and it's like, God, Ryan generally undervalues
family flicks, not
kids
this time,
movies.
Son.
So
I'm
it's
coming
like,
for
oh,
blood.
I could have it at number one and still get it at number two, but no. Instead, I'm going to pick my number two movie, which leaves you open for probably what's your number two. But I'm confident that in this, I'm taking Godzilla with my top pick. I think word of mouth on that is going to be a little stronger than some of the other blockbusters. It's only, you know, it's only 2 weeks after Spider-Man, so it's still got plenty. It's got the whole summer to earn. It's kind of sitting there where Star Trek was last year, where you had Iron Man 3 kicking it off. It was the clear number one. But then Star Trek was a solid option because it had more than enough time to get to that 200 million mark.
I am going to take my number two, but these are not the droids you're looking for. As a matter of fact, they're transforming droids. I'm taking Transformers, Age of Extinction, Grimlock, make money, Ryan Hopes.
See, that's solid because
that's the end of June. So still have July,
and that was
August.
Way down my list. Like because of street date or release date, I had it at my number six. So now I'm tempted. I expected you to take my number three.
You can have it.
But I was going to, but now that I was in my head, I had already made up my mind I was going to take the number four, but I can't. I got to be dumb. I have the chance to take that top quarterback at number seven with after a trade up.
I have just Kevin Costner'd you.
So I'm taking Spider-Man. I got to take Spider-Man as my second pick. I didn't expect him to be here. I don't think it's going to be a massive hit, but it's going to make money. It's obviously going to make money. I think it's going to make all its money in the first couple of weeks and then falter, but it's still going to be in that 2 to 250 range.
So I guess for my third pick, I'm going to take a movie that I actually have higher than Spider-Man, which is odd because it's really coming off in the film series the two lowest grossing of the series, but I have a lot of faith in Wolverine because I picked Wolverine last year. I'm doubling down on him again this year, and I'm taking Wolverine and the rest of the X-Men. Give me Days of Future Past at number three.
And this is where, like, Spider-Man and X-Men seem like obvious choices that should be, like, in our top. But maybe it's just because I have such low expectations for those. Like, I had Spider-Man 3 only because, mostly because it's the first one to kick it off. And it's going to do a lot of money. I had X-Men down to 5. But that leaves my number 4, the one that I almost picked over Spider-Man. Still going to have a chance to take it. So I'm taking Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. First one was a massive surprise hit. So now you have, you know, it's not going to come out with that element of surprise, but it's still going to be, I think it's going to make a lot of money because people are anticipating this one.
I think it will too. That was kind of the next movie I was looking at, or really looking at the same time as X-Men, but I get an entire month with X-Men. And again, most of these movies are probably going to make the lion's share at the beginning, but, you know, if you're looking at two equal things, I will take, you know, what has a longer back end. That's how I like my movies, and that's how I like my women as well. We're on number 4, right?
Yeah.
This is where I think things get
This is where it gets interesting.
Hairy. Yeah.
Cuz on my big board, I'm not looking at yours, but
the
6 movies that have been taken so far, I had 1 through 6. I'm sure you probably did too,
yes,
just in
absolutely.
Different orders.
Mm-hmm.
This year isn't like last year. Last year you had Iron Man 3, which you knew was going to make $400 million. It was going to be the massive one. Then you had Man of Steel, and there was some other ones. And you had Pacific Rim, which seemed like it was going to be massive. This year it just seems like a bunch of, you know, 300 hitters that might knock out 20 home runs for you. Like, there's no like, guaranteed knockout.
There's no Marvel movie except for the elephant in the room, which is Guardians of the Galaxy, but it comes out at the very beginning
August
of August.
August 1st,
yeah. So I think that's probably scared both of us off, at least to this point. I could see taking a flyer with that one on your fifth pick, and you could do a lot worse, or even your fourth, if that's what I want to do now. It's not. Perhaps against my better judgment, going to stick with the family genre. And I'm going to roll the dice on Maleficent. I think it could either be really good or really bad. Either way, it's a family flick, so I do feel like it's going to make some money. It comes out the end of May, so I do have June, July, August to make whatever I can get. So,
and it's not a crowded summer for family movies.
No,
you
I mean, there's
Dragon
not.
You got Dragon and then Planes sequel that nobody cared about the first Planes. Maleficent I had is 10. I had it was in my top 10, but all the way at the bottom, because that was one of those where if everything else was gone by my fifth pick, I was going to take a flyer on that. My number 7, I'm very happy to get here. It's not going to be a massive, like, my top 3 are going to be in that 150 to 200 range, with the exception of Godzilla and Spider-Man could be in that 250 range. This one I think is guaranteed to be at least $100 million. I have high hopes that it could be up to $200 million, just because word of mouth. The first one was a surprise hit. It's got two actors on very, very high
streets. He's picking with his heart.
I'm picking with my heart. I am picking 22 Jump Street.
That does not surprise me in the least bit. I have 22 Jump Street on the board. I've got it down a little bit just because I'm looking at comedies. It does look like it's going to be a good summer for comedies.
Oh, yeah.
22 Jump Street, and probably there's a couple more that are on my board.
My 7, 8, and 9 are all comedies.
Yeah, these did seem like I clumped them together. To tip my hand, there's one that comes out before that I had higher because I think it has a longer run before it hits the rest of those comedies. This one would actually be the funniest movie up until...
I just think it's the safest because... The other two...
Track record.
Track record, star power, which one of them has massive star power. Of the three comedies that I have, that my next pick might be one of the other two. I don't know. You know, my top six are taken. This is my seventh. Maleficent was my tenth. So I have two comedies left, 8 and 9, that I have one pick left. So if you don't pick one of them, I'm taking one of them. It's going to be interesting which way I go.
One it is. I guess I could help you out with that. by just picking one of them, but I'm not going to do it. I am going to take Guardians of the Galaxy. At my last pick, I don't know how I can leave Johnny Manziel on the board there if I'm drafting at the very end of the first round. So that's what I'm going to do.
And this is an interesting one. And this one I had like right at 11. Like I had it right there because it is Marvel, and Marvel's had such a good track record. But it's so weird, and I think it looks great. It's not. I mean, the cast is great, but they're not big time people. So its cast, I don't think is going to. I mean,
well, the big time people you don't know are in the
movie. Your two biggest names in the movie are voice actors, and one of them has one line. So it's going to be a hard movie to sell. I think Marvel's at a point where they can put it out, but I don't know because I think back to Pacific Rim. Last year, and it's like, oh, there's no reason that movie shouldn't do well. But there's a lot of parallels between Pacific Rim and Guardians of the Galaxy. The biggest separator is Marvel.
And I think that counts for
and
a
it
tremendous
does,
amount.
But we're about to find out just how much. And even if it does, you have three, you really only get a month of it. So I'm fine leaving it off. So
you've got your comedies left.
We got my comedies left.
I think there's three of them. There's one that I totally forgot about, and I shouldn't have. But.
Well, there's three. Mm-hmm. The two main ones that are still in my top ten, and I'll go in the other one because I had five also-rans that in case I had to pull from them. A Million Ways to Die in the West, I have at number 8. Ted was such a massive hit, and it kind of came out of nowhere. But it had Mark Wahlberg. It had a vulgar teddy bear. Million Ways to Die in the West, the follow-up to that. People like Ted. People like Family Guy. But people aren't used to McFarlane on screen. So I don't know how much that'll transfer.
I think his fans will probably watch it. And God knows he's got a lot of them. Yeah. But I don't think that it's going to do what Ted did.
To be fair, though, Ted was a $200 million movie.
Right.
So...
I mean, if it was $100 million, I still think that would be good for your last pick. But.
So, I mean, even if A Million Ways to Die in the West does $150 million, which is phenomenal for a comedy, it's still not up to Ted level, but as a 10th pick, it's going to be pretty awesome. My number 9, I had Neighbors. It comes out May 9th.
Basically 3 weeks before A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, and I mean, Seth Rogen, I guess the big surprise hit of last year would have been This Is the End. Like, if you think of the comedy hit that broke out over the summer, This Is the End did that. But I don't know about this premise. Like, I like the idea of it. I like Efron. I hope this is – I've said forever Efron's going to do one of those roles like Channing Tatum in 21 Jump Street where he'll just turn from being a pretty face and guys will actually think he's legit. I think this is that movie, but does it make the money? Does it have a strong weekend and then Godzilla crushes it the week after? It's sandwiched between Spider-Man and Godzilla. If I took it, three of my picks are all in that first 3 weeks, so I'm basically competing with myself in everything. And then the dark horse that I think is Tammy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the one you were thinking of.
Yeah, that actually the one I had forgotten about was A Million Ways to Die in the West. I have Tammy above that because of
Melissa
McCarthy. Yeah.
She's hot. The Heat, Identity Thief, Bridesmaids, like she's riding high. This is a little different because she had Jason Bateman in Identity Thief. She had Sandra Bullock. this is basically her. This is 100%. Yeah,
it's
she's
her
got
Susan Sarandon,
Susan Sarandon, yeah. But this isn't like her bouncing off of Sandy Bullock or Jason Bateman. This is Melissa McCarthy's true test as a leading lady, and I think it's going to be good. I think it'll be really funny, but is it going to duplicate that success that those other movies have had? So after all of that,
after that diatribe, if you don't pick one of these three,
you know what? My fifth, I'm going to go with Hercules. No, I'm going to go Million Ways to Die in the West. Basically, that whole diatribe was me trying to convince myself on one or the other, and I felt more confident talking about Million Ways to Die in the West. So I think I'm going to go there because I think it's got a real good shot at $150 million. And as my 10th pick, my 5th pick, I really can't argue with that. And if you watch the trailer looks hilarious. Like, I think it's going to be funny.
I'm sure it will be. It's Seth MacFarlane, who's a funny guy. I'm sure that will be a funny movie. It's just a question of does it have that mass appeal as a
Westerns
filthy
haven't
teddy
had
bear.
The Yeah, Westerns haven't had the success lately. It'll be interesting, but few that missed the like out of my rest of my top 15, Fault in Our Stars, the Shailene Woodley joint. I think it's got a shot to kind of make some waves. The audience it's going for brings money, so
yeah.
But I don't know that I like it more than any of the others. Hercules, just because of The Rock. The Rock's a movie star, and that's a blockbuster movie. But I don't think it'll be particularly good.
No, and I think being the second Hercules movie this year,
yeah.
Oh, what, that's right, you didn't remember the first one?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then one that I put on there just because I'm excited for it.
I'll like it.
Edge of Tomorrow,
yep.
Which is the All
the
You
Bitch
Need
of War.
Is Kill movie, The Bitches War, Bitch of War. I think it'll be good. I think Tom Cruise kind of has this stigma about him now. Like, it might open big, but then kind of falter, much like Oblivion. Oblivion made more than half its
Which
money opening
weekend.
I liked
weekend. A lot
yeah.
from last year, and I expect I'll like this the same way. I just think I'll be, you know.
Plus, it's a hard movie to sell. Like, it falls a lot of that. Guardians of the Galaxy, how do you sell it? Because it's a very intense, it's a heavy plot.
You put a pro wrestler in it, and you say that it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So why don't we recap? Ryan had the first pick. He ended up with, he stole How to Train Your Dragon 2 from me.
Oh, it wasn't stolen. It was freely given.
Transformers Age of Extinction, X-Men Days of Future Past, Maleficent, and Guardians of the Galaxy. My top five, or my five picks, I took Godzilla, Spider-Man 2, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, 22 Jump Street, and A Million Ways to Die in the West. I'm pretty confident with mine. I got my 2, my 3, my 4. My 7 and 8.
I have my top 3 and then 7 and 8.
Yeah. So we each have 5 of our top 8. So get us your picks. Email us, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter @moviesonup. Just pick 5 movies, any of the 5. They could be of the 10 we picked, of the 5 also-rans we give. If we missed something completely, if you really think.
Which we do from time to time.
Yeah, if you really think.
Cars or planes.
Planes,
I mean, yeah. Whatever.
Cars in the air is going to do well. Throw it on there. Have them to us by May 9th if you can. And then we'll try to avoid a 3-way tie this year. This year, I don't think it's as easy. I mean, last year, I think there were 5 obvious choices. This year, it's kind of a crapshoot. Like, I think. I can't see having 3 people with the same 5 movies again, let alone the winning one.
Between the 2 of us, like if we didn't have to, if we didn't do it draft style, I mean, did you say you had your top 3?
No, my top 5. Without,
okay, that's right, because you had Dragon.
I would have had Dragon, Godzilla, Spider-Man, Apes, and X-Men.
Okay, so you had 3 out of your top 4.
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, of your top 5, you had 2 that I had. I think out of my top 5, I had 2 that you had. So we may have picked the 5 same movies anyway, or 4 out of the 5. So there may not be – these are clearly going to be the one that you have to have or the 2 that you have to have. But I think there seems to be a somewhat of a drop-off between what we think are our top 5 and then – you know, 6 throughout.
And there's always a surprise. Because last year when we did it, This Is the End wasn't even on our radar. Like, I think it got mentioned in the also-rans, but it's the one that really snuck out and made a lot of money. So, I don't know. It's fun. Join us. Play with us. It'll be fun. Listen to our summer preview that was up earlier this week.
Yeah, if you're listening to this first, dive into the summer preview. Maybe that can be like doing your draft research, like when you get those fantasy football magazines. We're giving you a fantasy football magazine for free. Just go listen to it and then send us your picks. Or just listen to this and... This is kind of the cliff notes, yeah.
But until then, we'll see you
next week.
Next week is
anniversary
week. That's right. I was trying to think. For some reason, I was thinking it was Godzilla. No, next week is our 2-year anniversary shows. So, happy 2-year birthday to us. We're gonna have a few
cake,
few episodes. Next week's gonna be a 2-episode week again. So, we'll be doing that next week. Watch the Avengers. That's gonna be one of our episodes.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so watch the Avengers, give us your thoughts. We're going to do that, and then we're going to do a 2-year celebration episode. So we will see you next week when we're almost out of diapers. Until then,
keep it up.